It's your morning connection for a Friday, and here's something we haven't done for several weeks, and that is present to you the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, is here. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hello. It's been a while since I've been live on air here.
Yeah, it's, are you sure you're live on air now?
I don't know. Let me check back with you on that one.
Is it live or is it AI?
You could always be.
Okay. It's been a couple weeks. I had the last couple of Fridays off and Bronson was filling in on the morning connection, but, let's do this. The Tri-County Insider Week in Review is when we do just that.
Yeah.
We review the top stories of the week, the most interacted with stories of the week, and we're not going to overburden you by going back 3 weeks and doing that. That would be a little difficult. And then we're going to wrap things up and hear Bronson's pick of his favorite story of the week. So let's go back just 1 week, Bronson. What have been our top stories?
Top story that came out since last week in review was last Wednesday, where state police, they sent out something that they were searching for an escaped inmate. This came out last Tuesday, so last Wednesday is when it aired. And police say that they were looking for a prisoner who allegedly walked away from a work release program in Reynoldsville.
Mm-hmm.
They say that between 2 and 3 p.m. on June 8th that Eric Bales, he was working at Utilities and Industries in Reynoldsville when he allegedly left and just didn't return. Police were asking for everyone's help in finding him and said that he was no threat to the public. Since this has released, they did find him and took him back into custody.
Okay. So that is the top story. What do we have as a runner-up?
Well, that crazy weekend weather that we had is the runner-up.
crazy.
Tornado that came through here. It was just north of Oneida, and since we've had a couple follow-ups on this, and now we've learned that the tornado was touched down just around 2 miles northeast of the village of Oliveburg and traveled around 5 miles in mostly wooded area.
Yeah.
National Weather Service has classified this tornado as an EF1. Reaching at a max speed of about 110 miles an hour for the winds. And mostly it just uprooted trees, snapped trees. However, the report says that one house was slightly damaged and lost a carport.
Mm-hmm.
And then another barn was damaged when some trees were flung at it.
Yeah.
But there were no injuries or deaths reported from this tornado.
So grateful of the minimal damage. And the amazing thing about that report was it was on the ground for 5 miles.
Yeah.
And fortunately, living in an area like ours, it can go 5 miles and not hit a structure. So that's great.
That is true.
That is the great part of the story. All right. How about another runner-up story?
Other runner-up that came out last week was a construction story about Interstate 80.
Mm.
And it started on June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
That a major concrete rehabilitation project will reduce traffic to a single lane, and that's from the exit here in Dubois, Route 219, Dubois Brockway, going eastbound around to the area where the Jefferson County rest stop is.
Mm-hmm.
And work is scheduled to continue through there with that single lane of traffic through October 20th, with weather dependent.
And that's kind of like clockwork. You can always depend on Interstate 80 construction, especially during the summer.
Yes.
Which we're officially starting up summer here this weekend. All right. So that takes care of the top story category. We then take a look at the stories that were interacted with the most, you know, because of social media and because of Facebook and because of our website. We can track those stories that grab our listeners' attention the most. So what was the most interacted with story of the past week?
Most interacted with comes from this past week with the Dubois City Council meeting and four young girls that were honored during that.
It was great.
There were four Dubois softball players, Callie Bash, Staja Danluck, Addison Enninger, and Brianna Wilmoth. While they were at practice, and that was on, I believe, late last month, they were at practice and they heard screaming just coming from the outside in the wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
Those four just immediately took action, ran out there, found this woman who had a leg injury and couldn't reach her phone or anything, were able to provide first aid, called 911, and did all that before even the coaches knew what was going on.
Yeah. Isn't that fantastic? And these young ladies doing that. And, you know, a lot of times high school students get a bad rap, but there's, you know, a quartet of girls that really stepped up and did the right thing.
Yes.
And we'll probably hear more about that from Mayor Barry Abbott when he's in here on Monday morning.
I would believe so.
Our Monday morning moments with the mayor. All right. What else? What other story garnered our listeners' attention?
Another surprising one for me that has a lot of interaction for just a feel-good story, and it was from BC3. They reported a record number of graduates this year from their nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
They say a record 31 students had graduated from BC3 Brockway, with 18 of them accepting positions in Clearfield and Jefferson counties before graduation.
Yeah. That was terrific to hear about and to see that take place. And we have time, Bronson, for one last story that was interacted with the most over the past week.
Well, that, of course, had to come last week with what happened also over the weekend, community days here in Dubois. We had talks with the organizers of community days where they said that this year's was going to be the biggest one ever for the new unified city, for America's 250th, and the unified department.
Yeah.
And I was there all day Saturday, and it didn't disappoint.
Oh, great. And I'm sorry, but not sorry that I missed out on that. Sorry that I did miss out on it, because I hear it was an incredible community days, but not sorry because I was wrapping up my vacation, so.
I understand that part of it then.
All right. And I am glad that we can return to Bronson's Choice. This is how we conclude the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review, by hearing Bronson's thoughts about the top story of the past week. What you got for us?
Well, it might be stories that I'm doing here.
Okay.
There's been one each day, and it's the Sykesville Fair.
Yeah.
That was here this week in Sykesville. And it's going until Saturday, so you still got today and Saturday with the big headline events,
right,
like Demolition Derby and School Bus Demolition Derby.
Those are always two big events.
But if you go to connectradio.fm and see our podcast from last week, we did hear from organizers of the event on really everything going on there and just how much the Sykesville Fair actually is. While some people might think it's a smaller one, it's actually a pretty decently sized fair.
Yeah, for good, for sure. Good choice as Bronson's choice for your top story or stories of the week. Hey, Bronson, thanks a lot. We'll have to see what we have put together for next week, because this time you are making a grand
escape.
We'll allow you to do that, okay?
Maybe. We'll see.
Thank you.